Polak, Joe Biden names Susan Rice to WH despite record of lying, failure. By Joel B. Polak on December 11, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden named Susan Rice to lead his White House Domestic Policy Council on Friday, despite her long history of failure and her record of lying to the American people. Rice has no experience in domestic policy. She has extensive experience in foreign policy, however, almost all of it bad. In President Bill Clinton's administration, Rice tried to keep the U.S. from intervening in the Rwandan genocide, and then tried to cover up the president's inaction. Moreover, as Breitbart News has previously noted, Rice also defended the Clinton administration's initial refusal to provide cheaper HIV/AIDS drugs to Africa, and opposed efforts to work with the Sudanese government when it was prepared to hand over a terrorist named Osama bin Laden. She was a foreign policy advisor to then-Senator Barack Obama, D.E.L., during his first presidential campaign, famously lying about the fact that her candidate had promised to meet with enemy leaders without preconditions. He did so during a 2007 debate. Obama elevated her to the position of UN ambassador, where she compounded dishonesty with mismanagement. As Breitbart News has noted, frequently absent from meetings, Rice also attacked Israel but tolerated Iran. She opposed scrutiny of human rights abuses in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but enthusiastically supported the UN Human Rights Council, a discredited club of dictators obsessively focused on condemning Israel. Her office enthusiastically complained to the council about supposed abuses in the U.S., such as Arizona's immigration law. In her role as UN ambassador, Rice infamously led the Obama administration's effort to cover up its failures during the Benghazi terror attack in September 12, blaming an obscure anti-Muslim YouTube video rather than Islamic terrorists. That episode doomed her prospects to survive Senate confirmation, were Obama to have nominated her to be Secretary of State in his second term. Instead, he made her National Security Advisor, where she presided over major failures, allowing Russia to seize Crimea and pursuing a flawed nuclear deal with Iran that encouraged the regime's regional aggression. On her way out of office in 2017, Rice was deeply involved in the Obama administration's efforts to undermine the incoming Trump administration. She helped unmask the names of Trump aides in intelligence reports, and later lied about it. She was present at a key Oval Office meeting in January 2017 when the investigation of incoming National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was discussed. So, too, was Vice President Biden. Though the FBI knew by then that Flynn was innocent, the Obama administration allowed the inquiry to continue. Rice later tried to cover up the Obama administration's involvement by writing a memo on her last day in office in which she insisted that President Obama wanted everything done by the book. On Friday, Biden promised that Rice would elevate and turbocharge the Domestic Policy Council, but he did not explain what qualifications, if any, she had for that specific role. In accepting her appointment, Rice talked about her family background and the achievements of her forebears. But she added, "Today, for far too many, the American dream has become an empty promise, a cruel mockery of lives held back by barriers, new and old. Why does someone with contempt for America want to govern it? There is hardly anyone in America with a worse public record of failure, dishonesty, and conniving than Susan Rice. She has no place in the Biden administration, or any administration." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest e-book is Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.